I'm Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman. As I've been ministering to women for over 30 years now, one thing keeps coming to the surface that's a troubling issue for many of us, and that is shame. I'm sure it's just as troubling for men, and the effects of harboring shame are devastating. So this week, I'm going to talk about the bondage of shame. So first, let's talk about the difference between guilt and shame. I've written a book on guilt, Why Do I Always Feel Guilty? But I believe that shame is even more harmful than guilt. True guilt is recognizing what you've done that's wrong, while shame is seeing yourself as a failure because of what you've done or lies you have believed. Shame is believing there's something wrong with you and you are basically defective in some way. The enemy of your soul wants to keep you and me in bondage to guilt, and he wants to turn that guilt into shame. Guilt turns to shame when we think about it and keep remembering, or when we fail to confess our guilt and find forgiveness. But sadly, many who have asked for and received forgiveness for something in their past still harbor the shame of that past. Do you remember that Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden were free from shame until they sinned? In Genesis 2, we read, "The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. However, with sin, shame entered their lives, and their eyes were opened to their nakedness. Then they ran from God and tried to hide. Shame caused them to try to isolate and cover up." Shame almost always causes us to hide from others because we're fearful of being found out. We don't want others to see our shame, just like Adam and Eve. We might talk about our guilt, but we're less likely to talk about our shame. So we keep it inside and it begins to accumulate. And many people have accumulated shame from childhood for all kinds of wrong reasons. And that accumulated shame doesn't go away with time. Often it comes to the surface in very destructive ways in times of stress or fear. Well, the good news is that because of Jesus, we can be set free from the bondage of shame. So if you're a true Christ follower, born into the family of God by faith in Jesus Christ, you have been given the pathway to freedom from shame. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about how you walk that pathway. Sherry Harney will be our special speaker at our next Zoom get-together on April 17th. You don't want to miss her. All the details are at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.